Meanwhile, the ponies hid under the ship's deck. "We have to get off this ship before they tell Tempest we're here," whispered Twilight.
"We helped them get their mojo back. They're not going to give us up," said Rainbow Dash. But Twilight kept on frantically looking for a way to escape. Just then, she spotted some cargo and a lever. Her face lit up as an idea occurred to her. Without thinking twice, Twilight pulled the lever, opening the door in the bottom of the ship. Screaming on top of their lungs, the ponies came plummeting through the air. Twilight was thinking fast. She used her magic to grab her friends and stuff them one by one into a crate.
"What in the hay is she up to?"
screamed Applejack, watching Twilight catch a piece of rope and a bedsheet. In a matter of seconds, Twilight used the objects from the ship's hold to create a balloon. Next, she gave Spike a good squeeze, and the dragon's fiery breath inflated the bedsheet. They were saved! The ponies cheered ever more when they saw the top of Mount Aris in the distance. The hippogriffs await! Having landed safely at the base of the mountain, the friends climbed all the way up until they reached the gates of the city.
"Something bad happened here," whispered Spike as they walked through the abandoned ruins. "Something that turned this whole place into a ghost town."
Suddenly, they heard a singing voice coming from the inside of a cathedral. The friends followed it, but they only managed to get a glimpse of a strange figure who disappeared into a nearby fountain with a loud splash.